Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. After receiving Turning Point audio, turn to Turning Point Prayer Hall on our YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok every day at the Real Femi Emmanuel, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Then listen to our daily radio ministration as well, uploaded into our YouTube and Facebook delay. That means three ministrations from this platform. This audio you are receiving, the YouTube or Facebook on Prayer Hub, and the radio ministration. All members in diaspora receive the daily, three daily as well. Welcome to Monday, the sixth day in April. Hooray, Easter, Easter Monday, celebrated all over the world. The resurrection or power of our Lord Jesus Christ. Open your hand and heart to receive this resurrection power prophetic declaration. Be responding with amen. I receive it. Matthew 28 verse 2, reporting resurrection says, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. The huge stone rolled away. Open your hand. I prophesy on this Easter Monday, receive ministration of heavenly angel. The host of heaven will rise up to fight your battle. 2 Kings 19 verse 35, the angel of the Lord defending God's children came to the camp of the Assyrians, the enemy nation fighting Israel, and killed 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. One angel from God killing 185,000 enemy soldiers in one night. I speak to your life and your situation. All those things representing Assyrians, they die in your life. Jesus' resurrection power will back you up. Let's take this action. Let's do this. If you cannot do it now, then do it later. It may look simple, it may look ordinary, but very powerful. Look for an object in your room or your office. Put it on the floor. Kick it. Use your leg to kick it forward. Use it to kick it forward. Go to it again and kick it forward. Look an object. Could be your pillow, your throw pillow, a stool, a plastic bowl, a book, an object that your leg can push forward. Put it on the floor in your room and use your right leg or even your hand. Push it away. Do it again. Move near it. Push it away. The third time. Go near it. Push it away. Thus says the Lord. I have pushed away all the stones of delays in your life, all the states of barriers, sicknesses and diseases, of poverty and redundancy. They are pushed away. They are pushed away. Now turn it into prayer. Turn it into prayer. Begin to mention those challenges and those issues you want God to push away for you. Be kicking that thing around. It's a prophetic action. Push it further and begin to describe what you want God to push away. Delays, push away. Aches and pains, push away. Mention them. Indebtedness, confusion, nightmares, roll away. Keep that object a little here and there, describing what you want God to roll away for you. Now I pray. I point my hand to your direction by faith. I say there is a movement in the spirit for you now. There is a rolling away. Doors are opening everywhere you desire them to open. In Jesus' name. Please move towards a door there. Open it, close it again. Open it and hold it open. For sometimes, I prophesy, you will walk into open doors in the areas of your desire in Jesus' name. Say amen. Watch it. Many testimonies will follow this. Yesterday, as laid on my spirit by the Holy Ghost, I called for 5% to make a resurrection sacrifice of 50,000 naira or its equivalent for members in diaspora. Or 11 persons to make a resurrection sacrifice of 5,000 naira, or its equivalent. Some are responding already. It is extended till today, this Easter Monday. Do yours, either 50,000 naira or 5,000, as you have the capacity and have the faith. And as we put this sacrifice into kingdom work, many things will be turning around in your favor. God sacrificed his only begotten son at Easter. Let us also make sacrifice to that God for his kingdom to grow and to extend special resurrection sacrifice. Do as you can and watch what will follow. April 6th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Your birthday is blessed. Your life is blessed. You will live to your good old age in good health and in prosperity. Happy birthday. Right? The whole of this week is still for practical teachings through question and answer. Send yours if you have any. First one today. Good morning, Daddy and my beloved family. Please, sir, why is it that so many preachers do not preach about end times anymore or hell? Only prosperity messages. Wow. Oh, no. That's a perception. Many preachers still preach and make altar calls, leading people to give their life to Christ and discipling them. I, for one, cannot preach on a Sunday or when invited to a conference or convention without making altar calls. And you will see people streaming and trooping out to give their life to Christ. Watch me later today via our YouTube and Facebook, maybe around 11:30 or 12. I will be preaching at the picnic at the headquarters. I am going there principally to make altar calls. And you will see by the grace of God how many people will troop out to give their life to Christ. Yesterday, Sunday, I did the same. Many came out to give their life. Many preachers are still doing the same. I don't want us to believe the castigation and the lie on the social media about pastor and churches. Why it look like preachers don't talk about hell, holiness, or purity like before is that in the 70s and the 80s, knowledge was mostly limited to preaching of the life of Christ, which are salvation, sanctification, purity, restitution, soul winning, prayers, night vigil, and fasting, which are still very important to preach today and forever. But there was no teachings on the principles of Christ, which are career building, industry, investment, empowerment. Nobody was teaching us how to make money, not even marriage. Marriage was not taught. Many older generation, they marry wrongly, and they are suffering for it today. Nobody taught us about how to aspire to the position of of influence in governance. No. I got born again in 1972, 54 years this year. I never heard about vision casting, focus, about potential development, about career, building influence. No. What should worry us is wrong emphasis or overemphasis on one side of the teachings. No, nobody should just make prosperity. Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. Jesus Christ said, "This ought ye to do, and not leave the others undone." Except we want to lie to ourselves. Church and church people were few in those days and were generally poor. We were not taught. We would be building a sanctuary of about maybe 300 persons. For 16, 20 years, the church was generally poor. People become like what they hear. My advocacy is that we should teach a balanced doctrine. Salvation, holiness, Jesus is coming, yes. But we should also teach career, industry, investment, aspiring to position of influence and for governance. Can I ask you, where was the church when the other faith took over in Nigeria? The jihadists, the corrupt leaders, the haters of righteousness. Where was the church when they took over our country? Today, Christians in Nigeria is an endangered species because you cannot become what you are not taught. I agree, we should preach the two and be balanced in our teachings. Many pastors that I know, they do it also. Believers should not live in sin, in worldliness, and compromise. But believers should also not be poor. Believers should build wealth and aspire to prominence. That, I think, is the balanced message. Next, concerning the man that have three children from three different women, I use God of Pastor Femi Emmanuel to beg you, my dear sister, please run. My husband married me 20 years ago. After 2 years, he started impregnating other women. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other women started bearing children for him. I took my children and I ran with my children. My firstborn now is 300 level in the university by God's grace. I now depend on God's mercy. Please don't marry that man. Wow. You see what I was referring to. 20 years ago, there was no knowledge in that area. Turning Point, this platform, started 36 years ago. But for the first 27 years, I dare not talk about tithe or seed sowing, marriage, and sex, and all the things like that. It was a taboo. They will say, I have backslidden. You see where we have found ourselves today. I think we should spread all these messages balancedly. Christians should not be worldly, should not be carnal. Christians should be heavenly minded. Christians should also build up their career. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Have a good Easter picnic today. If you are going for picnic with your family, do it moderately. And if you are going to be indoor, you are also free. Watch us on YouTube and Facebook on the prayer hall, 6:30 to 7 a.m. and later at the picnic when I'll be preaching and making the altar call. Tithers, do your tithe and seed sowing. This is a fertile soil. Now let's sow whatever sacrificial seed we call on this platform. Do the 50,000 naira and the 5,000 naira or its equivalent. Resurrection sacrifice as God may inspire your heart. Be one of the five and be one of the 11. The Lord bless you. I speak to everyone's life today. The power of resurrection will back you up. The power that brought Jesus out of the grave, despite the stone, despite the seal, despite the soldiers, will lift you up. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. Happy Easter. Bye.